Yeah, so you know it's the start of gun season today in Wisconsin.
Deer season, right? It's not really gun
season. Well, it's the gun deer season. Well, because there's an archery one. You take a bow and arrow. I mean, you don't
allow... Oh, right. Oh, I see what you're saying.
You're not going out to shoot guns, right. Obviously. Yeah. And that's the guns are not what you come back with. Well, you come back with your guns in precious little house. But I'm saying it's a deer gun season, okay? Deer gun. No, you know what I'm saying. It's gun season.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because first they let the... Then the muzzle loaders.
Right, and then bow and arrows. And yeah.
Bow and arrows, and then guys with rocks. It's rock season. It's a rock season. But large rocks. And
handguns.
Kill things.
Hairdos.
It's all there. But it's for us, of course, it's the annual Deer Widows in the Headlights season. Deer Widows. 600,000 Deer Widows estimated this year alone. Yes. Okay, you're not as excited about this idea as I am, but we have done this before and it never works. So, of course, we're doing it again. We'd like to hear from those Deer Widows out there who have 8 days. They have an 8-day week coming up without, you know, the other... around. They can do anything they want. Sugar Shack comes to mind. But we want to know what you ladies and, you know, and also this year we'd like to pay tribute to the same-sex Deer Widows and widowers. Because it's a whole new world out there in the woods. So let's hear from you and what you're going to, from Deer Widows. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm making this clear, Sarah. Maybe I'm not.
I get it. I get it. Yeah.
You do. You get it.
There are people
yeah.
left alone for a week while people go shoot
deer. Deer Widows, they call them, yeah, historically. And I want to know what they're doing, how they're going to spend their time, what's going on. I'm sure there's a lot going on. And I'm just sort of curious as to if they're taking advantage of this, as they should be, because those guys are going out there drinking in the tomahawk tap.
That's right.
Occasionally shooting off their weapon from the porch. And then they come home, later, you know, with somebody else's sausage or something. You know, say it's something, you know. And there's no way you can actually get a process to get the sausage made, you know, in a week. So, you know, it's just something going on. That's what I'm saying. So we want to know what the Deer Widows are doing, and what number could they call to tell us what they have planned?
1-800-942-5669.
Mm-hmm.
That's also 1-800-1-NO or 1-800-WHACK-NOW.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's all those things. We're ready for those phones. We want to hear from Deer Widows who are out there, and they got, you know, maybe they're going to the opera.
Maybe.
You know, opera is the nearest opera probably in Chicago. Find good opera down there.
Yeah. Stars on Ice.
Sun Prairie. I know they got some operas in Sun Prairie sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe, you know, the Sugar Shack. I don't know. Is that still open, Sugar Shack? You been there?
No, but what about Deer Widowers? Because there are ladies who hunt, right?
Yes, I said, didn't I say that?
Yeah.
Widowers, I think, said too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I covered every base as far as you know, who we're talking about here.
Good.
Every gender, every description. That's our waiting for those phones to ring right now. What's the number? Give the number again.
Dear Orphans, 1-800-942-5669.
Yeah.
Or 1-800-WA-NO or 1-800-WHACK-NOW.
Okay, we're looking for Dear Widows, Widowers. Who are have all this time on their hands now. He's off and he's doing his thing. I want to know what your thing is. And oh, here's Lynn from Murfreesboro, Illinois. And let's see what she's got. Hi, Lynn.
Hi.
How are
you?
I'm pretty good. Yourself?
I can't complain. I'm a deer widow.
Yeah. So are you? How you feeling? Pretty good.
Oh sure. Yeah. I was supposed to go sit in the deer stand this weekend. Oh, I have a tag.
Well, you have a tag.
Yes, but my brother came from Chicago instead, so I decided to spend this weekend with him.
Yeah. Do you usually do that, go out there in the deer stand? I mean, how much fun is that? That's got to be a lot of fun.
Oh, it's great. I teach fourth graders.
Oh, okay.
So to sit in the woods where it's quiet is wonderful.
Yeah. Okay. What are you going to do now that you're not in the stand and you're back at home and you got a few things planned, a little...
Well, I'm waiting on him to get back with the final cost of having his 10-point mounted that he got yesterday evening.
Oh, wow.
You're kidding. He got one already?
Oh, yeah.
And how many points?
Good.
How many points was that?
10.
That's a big rack.
It's a big deer.
Yeah. Holy cow. I mean, and then do they hang it up on the garage then? You gotta, what do you do with that? From the basketball hoop?
Oh, no, that head's going in the house. Are you kidding? As much money as that's going to cost, it's going in the house with the other two.
The other two?
Yeah, I have dead animals hanging in my living room.
I mean, are they processed or something? I mean, are they not
oh,
just...
Oh, sure. Yeah. No, we don't do that. Yeah, we process it. We eat a lot of deer meat. It's good for you.
I would imagine, yeah. I mean, do you actually like it?
High protein, low fat. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Do you like it or you just have to... Because it's there.
Oh, no. I like it.
Oh, you do?
That's I like cool. it. Uh-huh. Well,
so he's a pretty good hunter, your husband.
Oh, yeah. He's already went bow during bow season got a small buck.
Yeah.
It was six. And then he went with shotgun yesterday and got the 10-pointer.
Is he going back with rocks and knives next week?
Oh, heck no. Next week is going No, there's a 12-pointer. He's still looking for it. It passes through on non-deer season.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's looking for the big one now.
Is he up by us? Is he up by us or is he in Illinois somewhere?
Oh, he's in Illinois.
Oh, okay.
It's up, I don't know if you know where Vandalia is?
No.
Decatur?
Decatur, I know, yeah.
Springfield? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he's up in the northwest section. It's a little bitty bump-in-the-road place called Oconee. It's named after Indians that live there.
Oh, no kidding.
And
that's interesting.
We've got a farm there, and that's where he hunts.
Oh, okay. A lot of those are our deers, though, by the way. They just get, you know, all these guys come up from Chicago, ironically, and chase them all back. They all flee back down to Illinois, the deer do. So.
No, all the Chicago hunters come down here. I'm in the southern part of Illinois right now. I'm calling you from the southern end.
Oh, are you?
Yes. I don't know if you know Carbondale, SIU.
Sure.
Yeah,
no. Yeah, we've been down there. We're Saluki dogs at heart. Yeah.
Yeah. That's where I'm at. I'm about 7 miles from them. So. Oh. Yeah, all the Chicago, Peoria, Rockford, all those people come down here.
Yeah, not all of them.
And all our people go up north and hunt, so figure it out.
Yeah, no, we get a lot of you guys up here. All right, well,
I know.
Thanks, Lynn.
Okay, have
very
a good day.
Very informative. Yeah, bye. Nice talking.
Bye.
That was interesting. Okay. She'd like to be here, or there. Barbara's near Stevens Point. Hey, Barbara.
Hello.
How are you?
I am great.
Are you a deer widow?
I am a deer widow. I am a deer widow every year, and not just for 10 days, but for most of the fall, because as we've been talking about, the bow season starts in September, and then we've got this week of rifle, and then black powder starts after that.
Oh,
so
black powder,
I get lots of time off.
You do? So what do you do with that is what I'm curious about.
Well, the most fun thing is on the first night of gun season, one of my friends has a breast cancer fundraiser, Cook for the Cure, and that's tonight. So we all go to her house, and she gets all the ingredients for gourmet meals and lots of wine and lots of pink things, and we raise money for Colon Foundation.
Uh-huh. So. And is that at the Sugar Shack?
Well, yeah, I guess you could say that. There's lots of them there with, you know, lots of sugar.
Is that the cover for what you're doing there, and you're actually going to the Sugar Shack and watching male dancers?
Well, no.
No. Does that ever occur during these long weeks?
I understand for some women it does, yes. Yeah. I understand there's a lot of that goes on in the state of Wisconsin, but I have never been one of the people who partook of that.
No, okay. All right. I'm just wondering. I'm not making accusations. I'm just kind of curious as to. I think it would be fair, fair to do.
I understand that there are many women who agree with you.
Okay. Thanks, Barbara.
You're welcome.
Right, nice talking with you. Melissa is in Moore, Oklahoma.
Hi.
Hey, Melissa. Is it gun season now in Oklahoma and Moore?
Well, more importantly, it's just time to keep rolling with the punches. You know, it's a cultural. Yeah. Life experience, and you know, I have taken my kicks on, you know, they're gone.
Yeah.
And what they're doing, I don't know, but as long as he brings back some of that good dark meat.
Yeah.
I'm excited. So that's how in southern Oklahoma over here we kind of work it out.
Yeah. And what do you do to kind of, you know, to sit there and because you're lonely, I'm sure, and a person thinks,
this is just part of all the hard work. You know, I've been country and I've been city, and I respect so much that momentum. You know, I mean, we're always busy doing something, and so it's just part of the life.
Yeah.
And it's so different, but it's very enjoyable. And I still get the same kicks as anybody else that he's gone, and I can do whatever I want.
Well, that's what I'm trying to get at here, Melissa. I mean, you know, what sort of things do you do? I mean, do you get together with the other deer widows and...
No, I stay busy with my studies, and nobody bugs me if I don't eat for 2 days.
Yeah.
I don't have to cook or worry what's on there. So yeah. They self-sustain. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Self-sustenance. It's something to be seen.
And then when the deer meat comes back, do you have to grind it and make the sausage yourself or what?
I kick in the female skills. Yes, I do cook, and I think food's wonderful, and we love to prepare. That's another great part of life is all of the we take part in raising our cattle and chickens and stuff. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Very tasty life.
Yeah. Well, that's cool, Melissa. Thank you very much for calling in.
Thanks. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah. You too. Nice talking with you. And then Diane is in Bryant, Arkansas. Hey, Diane.
Hi. Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Oh, doing okay. I'm very excited to be on your show.
Yeah. Well, nice to have you. Are you enjoying your freedom here?
I love it. This is my favorite time of year. He disappears. I've got the remote. It's just wonderful.
That's it? You just have the remote, and that's enough.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, isn't that so? What do you watch? Housewives and all that?
Just anything. Movies. I like all the dancing shows. Sister Wives starts tomorrow night. Big fan of that.
Which one?
Sister Wives.
Sister Wives?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that a reality show?
It is. It's about a
I gotta watch that.
A man who's married to, I think, 3 or 4 different women and just follows them around. It's fun. It's a fun show.
I guess they waited until after the election before they ran that one, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's good. So you're watching Sister Wives, and you have friends over, maybe, or you go out at all, maybe?
I've got 3 kids, and I honestly just kind of like the peace of it. It's so quiet. It's nice at home. There's no chaos. There's no crazy. There's just quiet.
And you mean to tell me that if he were home with you now, he would not be sitting down in front of Sister Wives with you?
No, I have to say he would not be.
Yeah. What does he generally watch?
Sports. Anything sports.
Sports.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's watching a big UFC thing tonight. Their deer camp is so spoiled.
Yeah.
They have, flat screen TVs and whatnot. They don't, they're not out there roughing it.
No. And then he buys a deer off someone, brings it home, and that's the...
Exactly, yeah.
Pretty much how it goes.
Yeah.
All right, very cool. Thanks, Diane.
All right, thank you.
Have a happy Thanksgiving. And Linda is on the highway. Linda, are you on the highway in Missouri?
I am on 71.
We had a lot of people on highways in Missouri. Are you in the same car as the gentleman who called earlier from the highway?
No, I'm not.
He was going to North Carolina, I think, so I don't know what direction he was pointed. Yeah. And where are you headed?
Kansas City.
Kansas City?
Yes.
Yeah. And is this part of your great Deer Widow getaway?
Yeah, I'm actually not whittling right now.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a place to hunt, but I do definitely have stories from our past.
Yeah, let's hear one of those.
Well,
let's hear the best one.
My habit when he gets ready of a morning, he would put on his aftershave. Well, this Friday morning, the guys are picking him up to go deer camp. And so he had put that on just by a routine habit. And then he realized that that wasn't going to go over too well when he got in the pickup truck with the guys because they all wanted to smell like deer pee.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's part of the deal.
Right.
So anyway, he buys all these supplies, all this food, all these particular clothing things he has to wear and all of this stuff. And he piles into the truck and he pulls out of the driveway with his buddies. And I look down and he's left his deer rifle. So I start running down the street after the truck with the deer rifle.
With your deer rifle and the neighbors like that.
Says, what have you done? She's going to shoot the
So you're running him after with a deer rifle, waving it, and the neighbors are at the windows, of course, and thinking.
And so, of course, they open up, they pull down the window, and they stop, and I said, how are you going hunting? All right, what are you hunting for? You put on aftershave, and you left your deer rifle.
Yeah. Maybe his heart wasn't in it.
I don't know, but he did get his rifle back. And one time, I came home after he'd been on a deer trip, and I pull into the driveway, and I see this little small, I thought it was our dog, actually, this very small creature hanging, because after they dress the deer, it's tied up the tree and drains and all that. And I thought our dog, I'm like, oh, my God, what's he done? And he got the smallest deer, and he was so proud.
Oh, it wasn't a dog, was it? Tell me it wasn't a dog.
It wasn't a dog.
In retrospect.
It was a small deer.
Yeah.
But in essence of hunting,
Yeah.
That's kind of what happens sometimes.
Yeah, so he got like a 0 point buck.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. A button buck, I think it was called, but it was just tiny.
Okay, so you got the story. And that, but in yourself, have you ever just gone off on a spree? Because you hear about these stories about that.
Yeah. Because, you know, in a younger day, all the girlfriends got together. So we try to figure out, where can we go, have fun, be safe, don't get hit on.
Yeah.
So we go to a country western bar, which is not something we normally would do, because we figured we can all line dance. We can all dance together.
Line dance, yeah.
That's right. You don't have to dance with the guys. So we're all line dancing and doing our thing. The cowboys are all kind of lined up, and they all were commenting to each other and stuff. And so we walk by, one of us is going to the restroom, and the guys are actually talking about the deer widows are in town. They all can tell, because when the hunters go away, the guys start collecting at the bar just because the deer widows are coming to the bars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
so they had their own thing.
Yeah, so they're hunting their own thing.
Yeah, exactly. So as we got a bit older, we decided that we weren't going to that route anymore. So one of my best girlfriends and I decided we would go to a gay bar.
Gay bar?
We go to a gay bar. Much easier situation. Great music, a great fun atmosphere. Oh. Certainly aren't going to get hit on there.
No.
We were wrong.
Wrong?
Well, we were dancing with a bunch of nice, friendly gay guys, and of course you don't really have to dance in a disco-ish type thing, but that dates me. And then the gals are hitting on us one after another.
Oh yeah.
So my girlfriend goes up to get us a beer, and this other gal's hitting on her, and she turns around and goes, "I'm a turp." So all of a sudden, we have to try to blend in. It was quite interesting evening.
Yeah.
So I've had probably more deer stories when he's gone to camp than he has.
I would imagine, and better ones. It sounds like a little more success probably than he's had in some of his hunts. Thanks, Linda. That was worth pulling over for. That's what I'm talking about. More of those kinds of things. Thank you from the highway of Missouri. Thanks, Linda. Bye. Very nice. Well, I think that'll cap off. I don't know who's going to top some of those stories.
Pretty good.
Yeah, very good. So there you have another year annual Deer Widows in the Headlights. And that's it for this year. Okay. Okay. That's all right. You don't have